No light of daybreak filtered yet into the courtyard of Splendor, the company under government contract to collect trash in the town of Vigata. A low, dense mass of clouds completely covered the sky as though a great gray tarp had been drawn from one corner to another. Not a single leaf fluttered. The Sirocco was late to rise from its leaden sleep, yet people already struggled to exchange a few words. The foreman, before assigning the areas to be cleaned, announced that this day and for some days to come, Pepe Schemari and Coluzzo Bruculeri would be absent, excused from work. More than excused, they'd been arrested. The previous evening, they'd attempted to rob a supermarket, weapons in hand. Tupino Catalano and Saro Monteperto, young land surveyors, naturally without employment as land surveyors, but hired by Splendor as temporary ecological agents, thanks to the generous string-pulling of Chamber Deputy Cusumano, in whose electoral campaign the two had fought body and soul, and in that order, with the body doing far more than the soul felt like doing. The foreman assigned the jobs vacated by Pepe and Coluzzo, that is, the sector that went by the name of the Pasture, because in a time now beyond memory, a goatherd had apparently let his goats roam there. It was a broad tract of Mediterranean brush on the outskirts of town that stretched almost as far as the shore. Behind it lay the ruins of a large chemical works inaugurated by the ubiquitous Deputy Cusumano, when it seemed the magnificent winds of progress were blowing strong. Soon, however, that breeze changed into the flimsiest of puffs before dropping altogether, but in that brief time it had managed to do more damage than a tornado, leaving a shambles of compensation benefits and unemployment in its wake. To prevent the crowds of black and not-so-black Senegalese, Algerians, Tunisians, and Libyans wandering about the city from nesting in that factory, a high wall had been built around it, above which the old structures still soared, corroded by weather, neglect, and sea salt, looking more and more like architectures designed by Gaudi under the influence of hallucinogens.